Here's the MP Tom Watson asking James Murdoch about it on Tuesday.
When you signed off the Taylor payment, did you see or were you made aware of the full Neville email, the transcript of the hacked voicemail message?
No, I was not aware of that at the time.
So why on earth was it so? I won't go. But you paid an astronomical sum, and there was no reason to.
There was every reason to settle the case, given the likelihood of losing the case, and given the damages that we had received counsel would be levied.
Well, we're joined by our business editor, Robert Pester. Now, Robert, what is the significance of this For Neville email?
Well, there are two things to say here. I mean, first of all, if James Murdoch has misled the Select Committee, that would be pretty serious. And John Whittingdale, the chairman of the Culture, Media and Sports Select Committee, told me last night that he would be writing to James Murdoch to clarify why he's given a different version of events from Colin Myler and Tom Crone, who were both working with him on this settlement with Gordon Taylor.
But are at very senior levels within the company.
Yes, absolutely right. But to be honest, the real significance of this is rather deeper. The News International, News Corporation, admits that malpractice, hacking, alleged bribing of the police went wide and was a really serious problem at the News of the World from about 2002 to 2006. And yet they only publicly admitted that this was a very serious problem, well, the end of last year, this year. And they only started handing over vast amounts of information to the police this year. So the big question is how it was that the scale of the wrongdoing was effectively suppressed for several years. Now, James Murdoch's position has been he simply didn't know until comparatively recently how rife this wrongdoing had been. And the point about this For Neville email is that it does suggest that the malpractices at the News of the World were going wider than the company's public position at the time. So when Colin Myler and Tom Crone, as they said yesterday, stand up and say to James Murdoch, "We did show you this," and he says, "Well, you didn't," that is a dispute that is genuinely very significant, because it's all about how widespread the knowledge of the wrongdoing within the company really was at the time.
So what is likely to happen now, Robert?
Well, as I mentioned, I mean, the Culture, Media and Sport Committee will now try and get to the bottom of whether or not Mr. Murdoch did or didn't have possession of this vital knowledge. The other thing that you'll be aware of is that as News International dismisses employees, which they've been doing. Yesterday, another employee was dismissed. The current features editor of The Sun, who used to work for the News of the World, who's been dismissed, according to News Corporation, because of his activities at the News of the World. As more people are arrested, there is a view around the place, which doesn't look completely bonkers, that these people will start to talk more freely about what actually happened at the News of the World and who knew about it within News International. So it is likely that News Corporation and James Murdoch in particular will be fighting quite a few additional fires in the coming weeks and months, which obviously is not easy for him because, you know, apart from anything else, he's got quite a big job to do in overseeing the cleanup of this company. He's also, as you know, chairman of British Sky Broadcasting, and there are questions being raised about whether or not he'll have the time and the energy to continue as chairman of British Sky Broadcasting, given these other pressures on him.